player of the game, A.J. Ogilvy, 20 points, 9 rebounds. I look at your stat sheet, and you had 20 points, and you were only 4 for 6 from the field. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah, it's very efficient. Luckily, I was able to knock down my free throws when I got the opportunity, so that always helps.
You guys, after the UT Martin game, after that win, you guys came out of the locker room, and it was almost like it was a losing locker room just based on, you know, the defensive intensity. And you guys gave up 41 points in the first half today, but only 32 in the second half.
32 is what we should be giving up in a half, but we're still not really happy with that. We think we can do a lot better. We came out and started the second half and really picked up our defense. We held them to 5 points for about the first 6 or 7 minutes, which helped us because we went on a big offensive run, and that's what gave us the win in the end.
You know, you look at the substitutes came in. Those guys played really extended minutes. You guys sat on the bench for a long time.
Yeah, they played nearly 8 minutes straight or something like that, I think. Yeah. So, and they did really well. They helped the other team scoreless for a long period and kept the defensive intensity going and were able to get good scores as well. So it's great when you have contributions like that off the bench as well.
How much defensive work was done over the last 2 days after that UT Martin game?
Over the last 2 days, we've been basically doing only defense. We've been really concentrating on what we need to do, how we're going to get it done, and then trying to do it every time down the floor. So we haven't really been seeing too much of the basketball at practice, but it's been good because we knew that we needed to get that transfer into a game. To come out and perform like that in the second half is really positive.
Well, I notice up in the stands there's a lady up there wearing like an Australian flag now, and somebody's come over and watching from Australia right now.
Yeah, that'd be my parents. My mum and dad are out there. My mum's got that Australian scarf and the flag on the scarf, and she's got that flag up there as well, so that's pretty fun.
Now, I know they fly over. It takes like 20 hours to get over here. How long are they going to stay and watch you play?
They're staying for 2 weeks through the last game they watch is the South Carolina game, so they want to see an SEC game as well, which should be awesome.